We'll go on to Christina here. Christina's calling us from Seattle. What's on your mind, Christina?
Yes, hi. I wanted to ask you, I've had a test done, a hair test for whatever minerals and also a blood test. And the hair test came back low on iron. The blood test from the lab about the same time came up almost borderline high iron. So which one is reliable?
The blood test, did it measure iron or did it measure something called ferritin?
I'm not sure. I have to look. I don't know.
Well, please do look, because for whatever reason, conventional medicine folks frequently use the ferritin measurement and think they're measuring iron.
Uh-huh.
They're not. They're measuring an iron-carrying protein.
Yeah.
And it's made in the liver.
Yeah.
And I've seen people with high ferritin and low iron. I've seen people with high ferritin and high iron, but you have to know that you're measuring actually the iron before
okay.
you can say what you've measured.
Okay, I'll look at my report and see what it says. And also need to ask you about the glucose test. I've had a lab test done, fasting 95 glucose, and I was told to use a home test to check my glucose because I'm considered maybe pre-diabetic, and it's always 104, 110. So are those little Mickey Mouse tests as good as a lab machine?
They are close, but neither one of them is doing the best test. The
okay.
best test measures the sugar and the insulin at the same time.
Okay.
And there is no do-it-yourself-at-home test that measures
okay.
both of those.
Okay.
However, there is one that can be ordered from Meridian Valley Laboratory, and you do it in your doctor's office.
Yes.
And why do you do it there? Because very few people pass out in the middle of a sugar and insulin resistant intolerance test,
uh-huh.
and we don't want that happening at home, do we?
No, no. Okay.
So it can be done in the doctor's office. One pokes himself in the finger and then puts a spot of blood onto the piece of filter paper,
yes.
and one does that several times in a row and mails it off to the lab.
Yeah.
Now, that one is called the Kraft, K-R-A-F-T, pre-diabetes test. To read about it, it explains the whole thing. Please go to the Meridian Valley Lab.
Okay.
.com, meridianvalleylab.com. But I definitely would recommend you do that, ma'am, because the
okay.
blood sugars you're telling me about sound suspicious.
Yes.
It's just that they can't be definitive. But what is definitive is measuring sugar, insulin, sugar, insulin, sugar, insulin every time after a sugar challenge. And that'll tell a person for sure that they're pre-diabetic
mm-hmm,
or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some years ago I was diagnosed as insulin resistant.
Oh, well, if
yeah.
you were diagnosed as that, ma'am, then yes, you may at this point have passed over into diabetes, and you'd like to pass yourself right back out of that if you can, which, by the way, is very, very possible.
Okay. Okay, I'll check into that.
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
And one other thing, ma'am.
Yeah.
You've heard of a blood test called hemoglobin A1C?
Yes.
Good. Because keep track of that one, too. It's not quite as precise as the Kraft pre-diabetes test, but if that son of a gun is elevated, then you definitely have type 2 diabetes.
Okay. Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thanks.